Super Talk Mississippi Media Production. You're listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi, covering Mississippi State sports like nobody else. With Sports Talk Mississippi's Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk of On3 Sports. Now get ready for Thunder and Lightning.
This is Thunder and Lightning here on Super Talk Mississippi. Brian Haydad and Robbie Falk here with you on a Tuesday morning. Thanks for joining us at supertalk.fm. Or wherever it is you get podcasts from, we appreciate you guys out there, our great listeners, especially our servicemen and women out there taking care of us. We want to thank our sponsors over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse and Churn and Spoon Ice Cream. Start your day the right trip to the drive-thru over at Strange Brew Coffeehouse here in Starkville or at Brupolo over in Tupelo. Be a little weird, Robbie, if Brupolo was in Oldenburg.
Would be a little weird. Oldenburg?
Well, I mean, you can make it work, I think, but this kind of is what it is. Wherever you are,
Oldenburg sounds like something like out of Lord of the Rings or something.
It does. It does. If you told me that the Fellowship went through Oldenburg before they got to Rohan, I would believe you. Yeah. Wherever you are in our great state, you can enjoy Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning. It's just a click away at strangebrewcoffeehouse.com. You can be drinking Strange Brew Coffee each and every morning and enjoying yourself very easily. It's just a click away. And you support the Bulldog Initiative with every sale, just like you do with our friends over at Pip Printing and Signs. Reliable service for every business need. What does that mean? It means to get customers in the door, Pip Printing and Signs has a solution for you. If they need to attract people with great new signage inside or outside your business, or if you want to reward your customers with mailers and coupons and you know, keep them up to date with what's going on for you, with you, you can do that with the people at Pip Printing and Signs. 30 years of business, MSU owned and operated, and a Bulldog Initiative business. And they'll make your business a Bulldog Initiative business because every time you do a sale with them, they're going to donate 10% of that right back to the Bulldog Initiative in your business's name. If you are a Mississippi State fan and you are a business owner, this is a deal you simply cannot pass up. Give Camden Baker a call at 601-499-5216. When you need printing, call Pip today. College Corner, collegecornerstore.com is the place to find the maroon and white merchandise that you are looking for. And they've got everything that you need to show off your Mississippi State fandom with the logos that you want to wear, the script state, the interlocking, the M over S, polos, pullovers, baseball caps, T-shirts. They've got it all, plus stuff for the house, for your car, for your tailgate. It's all right there. Two locations in the Jackson area to serve you. They're in Ridgeland by Fleet Feet, Flowood by the Half Shell, or you can shop online at collegecornerstore.com. Restaurant Tyler is Starkville's flagship restaurant. It's the place you want to be for the best meal in town, be it lunch, dinner, or Sunday brunch. If you're going to be in Starkville this weekend for Super Bulldog weekend, if you get here a little early, Thursday, Friday, I suggest a trip to Restaurant Tyler for lunch. They have the best blue plate in the city, probably in the state. Great selection of meats and veggies, all home-cooked, homemade, all from scratch. Fantastic stuff. You want to enjoy it, you want to enjoy a great meal, you make a trip to Restaurant Tyler. Priority One Bank has 16 locations throughout central Mississippi here to serve you. Go to PriorityOneBank.com to find a location near you and to see the variety of financial services being offered by the good folks at Priority One. If you want to have the same kind of banking power that you have with a big corporate bank, but you want to deal with the people in your community, that's what Priority One Bank can offer to you. You're talking about your finances, your money. Do you really want to have to be on hold for a long time when you have a question about your bank account? I don't think so. So give Priority One Bank a call and find out what kind of difference they can make as a community bank. Let Priority One Bank make you their priority. Ah, my jaw is already starting to lock up. What's going on here? Yeah, this could be a short podcast today, Robbie.
Well, some people would be happy with that and some would not.
You're correct. I think we can tell you some of those people by name, at least by
message. You're correct, sir.
So let's start with football. Let's do the positional breakdown first because maybe no more production needing to be replaced than at the linebacker position for Mississippi State. I would estimate a number of gazillion tackles have got to be replaced with the departure of Buki Watson and Jet Johnson. Those guys have been rocks for Mississippi State. They were the most reliable players on the team, I would say, the past two seasons. And Buki Watson, by the end of the season last year, was the best defensive player in the SEC, regardless of what the voting was. Had, what, two, three straight games with 20 tackles, I believe. Just an absolute monster. And now it's there's new faces there. And not just new faces in terms of starters, but there's some new faces to Mississippi State. And the guy that we start with is a transfer, Stone Blanton. We all recall his recruitment. We all, you know, in reality, this is a guy who probably should have been at Mississippi State the whole time. But now he's here, and I guess he is the first guy to try to step in to that role. But, Robbie, I think people are going to automatically go, oh, that's your Jet Johnson replacement because he's white. I think he's more of the Bookie Watson replacement, though.
Yeah, it could be. He's a lot more athletic than people give him credit for. I think they see white linebacker and just automatically think he's slow. It's not nice. But, yeah, I think he's going to be a really good addition for State. Anytime you pick up a guy that started in this league and had success doing it, and he was in year two a captain on the team, I think that's a really big deal. And I think he's going to really help the defense this year in year one, working with a linebackers coach and Coleman Hutzler, who's the defensive coordinator. That's going to be big too. The leadership ability, the athleticism, his experience in this league, it was a no-brainer for State to go after him and bring him back home. He wanted to get back home. He wanted to get back closer to his family. Grew up a State guy. He's going to play the game hard. He's going to play it the right way. And I think it was a really good get for them. And, you know, we'll see how productive he is. But this is a defense I think will fit him well and what he likes to do. It's just going to be really difficult to replace 110-plus tackles.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, we said that whenever Errol Thompson left, you know, that's going to be a tough guy to replace. And Mississippi State found some guys to step in and keep that production going at the linebacker spot. So it's been a position that has had some good seasons from players from Mississippi State over the years. Mm-hmm. And I'm expecting Stone Blanton to add to that this year. I think he'll really help Mississippi State in that regard.
Then you have a group of guys that, not young, but unproven. I think the most proven guy in that group is J.P. Purvis. It was reported that there was an injury there. I know that Mississippi State was not happy that information got out, but I think he's done for the spring. Then you have guys, Ty Cooper, who at the end of the season last year made some plays and finally started to show off. You know, he was such a highly recruited guy, the Mississippi High School Player of the Year, his senior year. Don Terry Russell was a guy when he got some reps, which showed you some stuff. And then there's John Lewis, who we all have just been kind of waiting on these past few years. These are the guys that it's finally their time here at Mississippi State. They have got to be contributors this year. And in Lewis's case, I think State is so desperate for a pass rusher. I know they're going to work in the portal to try to get one, but I feel like he and Don Terry Russell are your best options to become a threat to get sacks on this defense.
Yeah, and you know, kind of what's a little not strange, but kind of different is he's not going to be playing that same spot that he was last year. He's going to be in between the tackles a little more, but he's still a guy that, you know, when he blitzes and he hits the gap, that's going to be a dangerous pass rusher for you. He's got the ability that a lot of guys don't as a pass rusher. So I'm very interested to see how he adjusts to a little bit different role than what he's been playing and what he played under Zach Arnett. But you're right. I mean, this is a year that you got to have some of those guys that we've been talking about over the last couple of years step up and really take that next step. And it's why we were so adamant that they needed to have players get more playing time and have a little bit more of a rotation than they had the last couple of years. And they never really did. We hardly saw John Lewis, it felt like, the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, he's going to be a player that has his opportunity this year to break out. And it'll be interesting to see how that goes. And you have some new names in there as well that have been added to the mix. And then there's those guys that, you know, we've been talking about for a couple of years now, like Khalid Moore and Javé Gilmore and players like that have got to take that next step.
Only for a year, but I mean, there's this glut of guys that you're like, man, I expected big things from them in the recruiting process, but none of them have been given the opportunity really to even show up yet. And then you add some new faces as well from this year's recruiting class, a couple of junior college guys and Brandon Jennings and Marcus Ross. State has got a lot of guys just here in this position, and we don't really know much about any of them outside of Blanton. So this is the position for me, Robbie, when I look at it, that I don't know if make or break is the right thing, because you can be really – I think State was really good at linebacker last year, but it didn't mean anything as far as the season went, right? You got to have difference makers on the defensive line. You got to have difference makers in the secondary, and then your linebackers just need to be good. I don't know what State's going to be at linebacker this year, but I know that they have to be reliable, because that's what State has just kind of built its defense around these past few years. I know it's a different style of defense from Hutzler to Arnett. Who are the guys? I mean, if you had to pick today, if I said, give me a depth chart, Blanton's definitely on there, but who are the other two? And then maybe who's the two deep?
I'm so conflicted on like where guys are lining up. We only got to see like 20 minutes of practice day, and all we saw was like drills. So I didn't even know John Lewis was moving basically inside. I have no clue where these guys are going to land as far as their position. I did think that Ty Cooper, in the small snippet that we saw of him, looked like a guy that was taking that step. Mm-hmm. You know, Dontari Russell is going to be a guy that's probably going to be, you know, one of your pass rushers coming off the edge, mm-hmm. and probably one of your best guys there. I got to think Stone Blanton and John Lewis are probably going to be inside. Mm-hmm. And J.P. Purvis was going to be in the mix, but it looks like he's going to be out for a little bit with a minor knee injury. Mm-hmm. Should be good to go by the start of the season, but that you took a little bit of a hit there. Brandon Jennings, I think, is going to be in the mix. Javay Gilmore probably going to be in the mix. I know Zachary Tillman is going to be in the mix. That was a guy that they were talking about last year when he got here. Yeah. Zach Arnett, who is an excellent linebackers coach, was really excited about him. He was drawing some comparisons to Benardrick McKinney, which is very high praise. That's an NFL guy, multiple years in the NFL. I would take that all day long. Mm-hmm. So you have some pieces there. When you look at the depth chart, I don't know where guys are going to end up, but you look at those guys and there's five or six that I could easily see like breaking through. They have the talent to do it. You know, Marcus Ross, I thought was a good pickup coming out of EMCC, and he's starting to develop. He went from a guy that was playing at the old Bass Field, Jefferson Davis, mm-hmm. and kind of flew under the radar. But we know if you know anything about high school football in Mississippi, you know the talent that comes out of that area. And he's had 2 years to develop now at EMCC. I think he's a guy that could blossom at Mississippi State. And a lot of talent in that linebacker group has that opportunity to do the same thing. It's just getting on the field and doing it. And they haven't had a chance to do it as much. So let's see how it goes.
This is the position where if I'm going to get angry at Zach Arnett about anything, this is where I'm going to be, because you had all these young guys and you gave them no reps whatsoever. And, you know, and I understand that, you know, how good Watson and Johnson were for these past 2 years, but you had to bring them off the field at some point and just let some guys get some snaps, and they just never did it. They never did it. And so now Mississippi State goes into this spring and into this 2024 season with a bunch of guys that, you know, hey, when they were being recruited, you felt really good about them. And you thought that maybe, you know, you would hear snippets from practice like, hey, he looks good. But you've never seen them really do anything. I mean, the guys that we've seen the most are Cooper and Russell. And, I mean, you know, those are just a couple plays here and there. You know, Russell had a sack early in the Alabama game. And I remember being in the press box, we were like, that was Dontari Russell. What's going on? He's playing, and we were just so surprised to see him out there. So,
I never understood why they wouldn't get more guys in the game. They kind of ran their linebackers ragged.
Yeah,
it's amazing that Buki Watson and Jet Johnson were able to play at the level that they played at, mm-hmm. taking that many snaps, because it wears on you.
Yeah,
and now you have. You're basically going to be running with four linebackers, mm-hmm. If you're running the 3-4. I mean, one of them technically, I mean, you can call it whatever you want to, but you're basically going to have four linebackers. out there, whether it be, you know, a guy, you know, star position or whatever they call it that's working similar to a defensive back, I don't know. But you basically got four linebackers. You got to have a pretty good rotation there. And you got to feel good about the guys that you're putting out on the field. So I think this defense is going to have a lot more faces out there for extended reps than we've seen the last 2 or 3 years under Arnett and Matt Brock. They just – I think they trusted their guys and they kind of stuck with them.
It's too much trust.
Yeah.
It was, I don't even know if it was like they trusted their guys so much as they didn't trust the next guys. And but the problem was they never gave them opportunities to earn that trust.
And listen, like that's – I don't have a whole lot of complaints about Zach Arnett, the defensive coordinator, because he worked with what he had really well in his 3 years as DC or whatever it was. So, I mean, what he did worked for Mississippi State. Even last year with Matt Brock, it started off terribly, and then they kind of got things going late in the year. I thought they did a good job, but that's one of the few things that I could complain about with how they coached that defense was you just didn't see a whole lot of reps for the guys underneath. And it might not have affected them that much last year, the year before, but it's going to affect them for this year and maybe next year.
Yeah, I agree.
Just because it's just – there's just very little experience with this group that they recruited. Mm-hmm. And that group that has, you know, Khalid Moore and Javé Gilmore and Sakari Tillman. I mean, Tillman got some good reps, I thought, last year, especially on special teams. But you're asking him this year to probably play a lot, and we just don't know. So – more than anything, it's just a wait and see. We just got to wait and figure it out whenever we see those guys get on the field.
We have to see a couple of games before we have a real good feel for this position. We'll do the secondary on Thursday's show and talk about that. Let's stick with football for a minute, though, and we get to play a song.
Creighton, 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 Creighton. Creighton, 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 Creighton.
Mississippi State dips into the portal to get Rashad Amos, the number one rated running back, had linebackers on the brain there, available in the transfer portal at this time. From Miami of Ohio, rushed for nearly 1,100 yards, 13 touchdowns a season ago. Former SEC recruit, going into the portal a couple of times now, and now he's at Mississippi State. We've been saying for the past couple of weeks that, you know, running back is a position that they were going to have to look at in the portal. When we talked to Jeff Lebby last, he mentioned running back is a position we've got to get better at. You know, Seth Davis probably not going to play much this season. Jeff Pittman, Kevon Lee, those guys, you know, have not really had shown you a whole lot here at Mississippi State. Pittman had some moments last year. Lee never really got a chance. You bring in Johnny Daniels, but from the JUCO ranks, but he's been injured this spring and hasn't really been able to make a huge impact. They had to get a veteran guy here, and getting Amos, maybe the best of the bunch, is a pretty impressive get for Jeff Lebby and company.
No doubt, I really like this pickup for them. Guy that's been productive and was a 1,000-yard rusher last year, was actually the top-rated running back in the portal at this point. Mm-hmm. And that says something to me. He's got PFF graded him at 81.2, 13 touchdowns, had 49 missed tackles, it says. So he's a guy that's going to be tough to bring down between the tackles. He's going to get you some good, hard yards. And State needed some experience because you look at those guys. Kevon Lee did a lot of good things at Penn State,
mm-hmm.
but we didn't see much from him last year.
Right.
And if that's the guy that you're relying on this year, it can get a little scary. I think that Rashad Amos, you know, being in the SEC for a couple of years, he was at South Carolina, kind of knows what to expect in this league. Get a lot of production last year. This guy can come in and help you right away, and he can contend for that starting position right away, because what you need more than anything is just some good competition at that position with good quality players, mm-hmm. and it's why I think State's still going to go after maybe even another running back, because I think Jeff Lebby has gotten a good grasp on what he has mm-hmm. and what he doesn't have so far in practice.
And we, from that day, we talked to him about the running backs, and he sounded a little concerned.
Mm-hmm.
You could kind of get a little bit of a hint that he was looking for an upgrade there at that position. And with the transfer portal now, I mean, you don't have to rebuild anymore. In a lot of ways, you don't have to rebuild. You have the opportunity to go out there and upgrade your roster immediately. So he has a chance to look at the roster this spring. In the next day or so, I think starting today, the transfer portal opens up. You're going to see Mississippi State players enter. You're going to see State go after other players. He wants to win now. And he's made that pretty clear from the start. They're going to be aggressive in the portal if they can upgrade this roster and try to win in year one. And, you know, I'm not saying this team's going to upgrade it to the point where they're contending for the top 25 or, you know, New Year's Six or something like that. But I do think that they can change their expectations a little bit from us talking about this team needs to get to six wins to, you know, can they get to 7 or 8?
Yeah.
If you upgrade your roster enough, it's not outside the realm of possibility.
Yeah. You have a lot of things go right. Don't get me wrong. That's your high. Highest ceiling, best case scenario kind of situation is 8 wins. I mean, that would give Mississippi State fans a ton to believe in going forward with Jeff Lebby. But you're right. One thing I like about this staff is that they seem to be tireless in trying to improve the roster, right? I don't feel like anybody – I mean, I think he really likes Blake Shapen, right? But if the right quarterback were to jump in the portal, he might go get another one. We saw that they ended up not getting a visit from the tackle from SMU, but they were going to bring that guy in even though Mikaelin Pounders was here. So they're not afraid to go out there and just continually try to improve. And that's, you know, that's something that in years past you didn't see. You know, you had coaches here who were very loyal to their upperclassmen, and you knew that if they were going to be there, they were going to start. I don't know that you're going to have – now, part of that might be just because it's year one with Jeff Lebby, and he doesn't have any real ties to these guys just yet. And maybe that's going to change in a year or two when he's recruited some players and he's got those relationships. But by and large, it feels like, you know, you got to have to – they're constantly going to be looking to upgrade. And another thing that I like about the running back thing is this. When Lebby's 2 years at Ole Miss, they led the SEC in rushing without having a true dominant every carry. You know, Quinshon Judkins didn't come in until after Lebby was gone.
Yeah.
They were able to turn 3-4 guys into the best running game in the SEC. And none of those guys are big-time NFL players. Ely, Connor, Parrish, and then Corral at the quarterback position. None of those guys are exactly lighting up on Sundays in the NFL. So it gives you some hope that he can do the same thing, that it's his scheme more than anything else with Jeff Lebby. So, but getting Amos is a guy that if you do want to try to go that route, he's done it. And you might be able to have that kind of player as well. But I think Amos will be part of a committee with Pittman, with Lee, and if they can, I think they may try to continue. There's some smoke that they may go after the Martinez running back from Oregon State. They're going to try to get him on campus. They're going to try to get as much talent on this team as they can. And if feelings get hurt, well, that's what the transfer portal is for. Is basically the take they have, and it's the correct take in this day and age of college football. You can't afford to be complacent. You can't afford to placate feelings. You've got to get better each and every day. And that's what they seem to be doing at this time.
Yeah, I mean, you have the transfer portal is open for anybody, and they can transfer at any time.
Yeah.
And now it looks like even if you're trying to transfer twice, your odds of getting immediate eligibility are still pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, it's a business at this point. If you're going to look around, then I'm going to look around. That's everybody's prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
And like you and I say to fans, you cannot get attached to players anymore. Mm-hmm. You really can't get attached to coaches. You just cheer for your team, and you try to do the best that you can to make sure that your team is in good shape.
Yeah.
Through NIL or whatever. And the names, the faces, they all come and go. Those people are going to be here for a short time and go find another location. So you're just trying to win. It's like a year-by-year basis now for teams. You just try to win that year and then focus on next year when next year comes.
Absolutely. Agreed. All right, let's move into the rest of the show that's brought to you by our friends over at the Mississippi Beef Council, who want to remind you that beef, it is what's for dinner. Whatever you are cooking this weekend, the weather's going to be fantastic. Fire up the grill and throw some steaks on there. And look, for weeknight meals, if you're somebody like me, I get home 6 o'clock, want to cook something quickly, there's plenty of great recipes for that at msbeef.org. And beef is a great thing to cook on the weeknight because it cooks quickly, it's packed with protein, and it's delicious. Quick, good for you, and delicious, that is everything you want out of food, in my opinion. And beef provides that for you. Over 1,500 beef providers here in our state doing nearly $500 million a year worth of agribusiness. Help them out with a steak. Help yourself, too, because everybody loves a good steak. Beef, it's what's for dinner, thanks to our friends at the Mississippi Beef Council. Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District is the place to find the smoked Southern soul food that you are looking for. And it's just this simple, guys. When you're in Starkville, if you're going to grab lunch or grab dinner, if you want to do something close to campus so you don't have to walk to, let's say Saturday, you want to get something to eat early and then head over to campus for the spring game and then baseball, Two Brothers is the spot for that. Great place to hang out during this type of weather when the weather's nice outside. They have a great patio, great outdoor seating. But, of course, the main attraction is the food, which is some of the best you'll have. Whenever somebody tells me they're coming to Starkville, I always tell them, make sure you go to Two Brothers Smoked Meats in the heart of the Cotton District. Great products, great service. Every business likes to promise it to you. At Advantage Business Systems, they deliver it to you, and they've been doing it for 49 years. 49 years tells you that you can trust them to deliver the service after the sale, that when they sell you a new copier, a new printer, some new computers, they aren't going to just abandon ship and make it difficult to get back with them if something goes wrong. They're not going to put you on hold with a call center for 45 minutes. They're not going to make you work with an out-of-state technician who takes a week to 10 days to get to you. Because they're in Mississippi just like you, a lot of times your problems are just going to get solved the same day. Your business can't afford to wait around, and Advantage Business Systems won't make you do that. Give them a call today at 601-362-9192, or you can visit them online at absms.com. Find out how Advantage Business Systems will help your business do business. Maroon & Co. is the place to come this weekend before you head to Davis Wade, before you head to Diddy Noble. You need to freshen up your look, all right? If you're going to walk around with that Banner M polo on, we're not having that. Head over to Maroon & Co., get a brand new Script State interlocking or M over S polo, and wear that with pride. You don't want to be walking around and having me and Robbie judging you. We won't even do it silently. We'll do it to your face. Say, hey, why didn't you go to Maroon & Co. before you got here? Why didn't you use code THUNDER15 to get 15% off your purchase? Why didn't you do those things? Now, and then we're just going to be angry, and you'll have ruined our whole day. Now, if you want to ruin Robbie's day, that's fine, but I'll be mad at you. You ruined my friend's day like that just by wearing a Banner M polo. It could have been avoided. It was a senseless tragedy. So head to Maroon & Co. before you head to Davis Wade this weekend. Big news. Stay on the transfer portal. Stay on the recruiting front. And some other news as well on women's basketball. And Robbie, of course, the preeminent women's basketball reporter here in this state for any school. And he has been on top of all of this information all weekend long. I know his phone has been blowing up with people trying to find out what's going on. There's like 17 people on 3 that we think may just be one person who just keeps asking questions of Robbie. But he's got the answers now. And Robbie, what's the latest on the trio of transfers that were on campus this past weekend?
Well, as we record, obviously nothing's happened yet, but as people are listening to this on Tuesday, hopefully Mississippi State has gotten a commitment from Kentucky's Anaya Russell. Okay. That is in the cards, it's in the plans for Monday, but, it's never final until it's final. So
absolutely.
I'm just going to assume it happened, and if it didn't happen, then we'll talk about it on Tuesday. So as you listen to this, Anaya Russell, who was a former South Carolina player as well, and if Dawn Staley wants you, then you're a pretty good player, in my opinion. But didn't do a whole lot at South Carolina, obviously behind some really good players that won a national championship a couple years ago.
Right.
And then she transferred to Kentucky, and she's been a player that's come off the bench pretty much most of her career, but she can contend for a starting job at Mississippi State this year. She made a huge jump last season from, 3.5, 4 points her first year at Kentucky. She was averaging 10 points off the bench this year. Kind of a similar impact to what Darion Rogers provided for Mississippi State last year. Totally different player, but similar kind of impact, a player that could come off the bench and score. And she had two really good games against MSU as well this year. Probably her best game of the year came against Mississippi State when they beat State in Starkville. So she's a player she's tough. She can get you some rebounds. She can defend. She's done a really good job at Kentucky, and I think this is a good pickup for Mississippi State just to add some depth and a nice piece here in Anaya Russell that I think is going to help them next season kind of get back on track.
Okay. And then you have the players who have not made any kind of decision, and we'll start with the one that everybody's talking about, and that is Louisville/LSU transfer Haley Van Lith.
Yeah, I think Mississippi State is down to – she's down to Mississippi State and TCU at this point. And I think that's probably going to be her final two. I do not expect her to take any more visits. She went to TCU before she came to Mississippi State. She was in Starkville for about 24 hours. I was told she had a great visit, really connected with the people here. And, you know, the source that I talked to made a good point. She's really misunderstood as a person, as a player. You know, she is a highly touted player and a probably top five, even with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese in the current game, she's probably a top five name in the women's basketball game right now. She's got that star power. She's got the endorsement deals and things like that. But at the core of it, she's a very simple girl. Her family is very in a small town, Washington people. They're not, you know,
just a bright small lights town girl people,
living in a lonely world.
Okay.
She took the midnight train going anywhere. Let's not.
Okay.
So anyway, I think that people believe that she's looking for the bright lights, the glitz, the glamour, and all that, but that's really not it. She just wants to play basketball. She wants to have a really good experience, and she really enjoyed being in Starkville, getting to see the people here, meet people. She's a person that's big on relationships, and that's why I think State is probably the team to beat here, and something would have to drastically change, I think, in the next few days for her to go to TCU or, you know, even somewhere else. She's going to play for USA Basketball later this week, so – she's, as far as I know, she's not taking any more visits. I think she's ready to make a decision and be done with it and go on and play USA basketball and then come to school. And I really like where Mississippi State is right now. She has a TCU. She has a good relationship with Sedona Prince, who Mississippi State fans remember if they watched the WBIT this year. And Sedona's coming back for another year. But their head coach Mark Campbell, I think is his name, was at Oregon, recruited her to Oregon. He's a Washington guy, great recruiter, helped build those rosters for Kelly Graves at Oregon, and he's gotten them in the game, and their roster is appealing, I think. But at the end of the day, Sam Purcell has that relationship with his family. I would be a little surprised if she didn't come to Mississippi State, and I would be a little surprised if that didn't happen this week. But that's where it stands right now for me with her. I like Mississippi State's position, but you just got to close here in the next few days.
And then the third visitor this weekend, the one that maybe Mississippi State fans know the least about, Leilani, is it Kapinas?
Kapinas.
Kapinas from Penn State, an all Big Ten defensive player, but also a pretty decent scorer. So she was on campus this weekend as well.
Yeah, and, you know, she's one that I think is going to be a little bit of an uphill battle for Mississippi State with her. It was good to get her in on a visit, but the fact that, you know, she's got so many other visits scheduled now, it's going to be tough, I think. A lot of times I'm weary of kids that are taking visits after you host them because it means that you didn't lock them down. And – you know, getting that first visit is very big. And I don't know how many visits she's taken to this point. I think that might have been the first one because she just entered the portal last Tuesday. So getting that first one was big for Mississippi State, but she's got Ole Miss coming up Thursday. Texas and Vic Schaefer are in on her hard. It's going to be difficult to get her. I would be a little surprised if State was able to secure her. But the other two I feel good about right now. Mm-hmm. We'll see on Kapanis if State can stay in the game with her. But she's got several visits left. Her family wants to go out and see the sights. So there's a lot to get through with her.
All right. Interesting news. And then from a final perspective, also along these lines, is, you know, who does the recruiting is the coaches. Mississippi State last week, I believe, announced that assistant coach Gabe Lazo had been promoted to associate head coach. But now, Robbie, according to your reporting, it seems like he might be ready to move on to a new challenge.
Yeah, Tennessee, almost immediately after he got that associate head coaching title, came in and offered him a you got a problem there?
I opened the thing and there was a video.
How dare you? Tennessee came in and offered him a nice deal. They want him to come be an assistant coach there. They don't do titles like Mississippi State does, so you know he doesn't get that associate head coaching title, but they have offered him more money. And at the end of the day, it's Tennessee, man. I mean, it's Tennessee women's basketball is a top three brand in the game, I think. Long term, this is a team that's been in every single NCAA tournament. They have money that a lot of teams can't compete with. Their NIL funds are up there. So it's a tough job to turn down. At this time that we're recording this, I've been told nothing is final yet on that, but that's where things were trending shortly around or after lunch on Monday that he would end up at Tennessee. And, you know, if he does go to Tennessee, it's obviously a big hit for Mississippi State. This has been their best recruiting assistant that they've had. But, you know, Sam Purcell can recruit his butt off too.
Yeah.
So I don't expect Mississippi State's recruiting to just dissipate now with Gabe Lazo gone. It certainly hurts you on the front end, but Sam Purcell is still going to do everything that he can to build this roster next year. And he's a guy that he doesn't really believe in stacking a roster of 15 players and filling it all the way. And, you know, a couple of injuries here and there, and that can hurt you. But he wants to get 10, 11 players deep and play those players. So I don't think you have to just completely go out there and get 10 new players out of the transfer portal, you know. So nothing's really changed in that regard at this time. They're going to have to get four, five, six players out of the portal, I would imagine. But, you know, it is what it is. Getting Anaya Russell and getting Haley Van Lith, if they're able to land them this week, is going to be huge for Purcell trying to build this roster around those players, around Jerkayla Jordan, around DeBree Chapeau. And you go from there. I mean, you got four really good SEC players on your roster.
Yeah.
And then you go try to go get some other players that you can build around. But if he does indeed leave, I wish Gabe all the best. I've gotten really close with Gabe over the last 2 years, and great guy, real genuine guy. You know, I wrote that article on him during Hispanic Heritage Month last year about his upbringing and kind of where he came from in the city of Miami. And the guy's been through a lot. I wish him nothing but the best. I hate to see him go if he does go, but this is college athletics, as we said. It's next man up, and Sam Purcell's got to go out there and get someone that can replace him. Also made a hire on while we're sticking with it. They made a hire to replace Corey Irvin on Monday. Georgia Southern's former head basketball coach, Anita Howard, is going to be replacing Corey Irvin. And I also expect Fred Castro to be officially named associate head coach for Mississippi State on Tuesday. The former Eastern Michigan coach, he coached Kelsey Plum at Washington. Really good hire. It goes back a long way with Sam Purcell. great recruiter, great X's and O's guy. I think he's going to be able to kind of keep Mississippi State steady from a recruiting standpoint, but also offensively, I think the offense is really going to change a little bit, and Mississippi State should be able to get some traction there. So Anita Howard from Georgia Southern has been named an assistant head coach, and I expect on Tuesday, Fred Castro is going to be your associate head coach.
All right. Again, Robbie Faulk, the best guy in the business for women's basketball here at Mississippi State. If you are a women's basketball fan and you aren't subscribed to On3, you are doing it wrong. Make sure you do that. Is there a deal going on right now you like to publicize?
There is. We have obviously the straight up, you know, $1 for the first month. But I've been giving out I'll give it to our Thunder and Lightning listeners. I've been doing it on our YouTube channel exclusively. Mm-hmm. But I'll add it to Thunder and Lightning as well. If you guys sign up today, enter the promo code STATE10, I will give you not one, but 2 months for $1.
Ooh.
Can't beat it.
That's a great deal. That's a great deal. Exclusive to our Thunder and Lightning listeners. Love to see that. Thanks, Robbie. We appreciate that. We appreciate you, sir. We're always glad you're here with us on Thunder and Lightning. You are a great part of everything we do in our success.
Oh, thank you.
You know, I felt like after this weekend, you needed a little boost. So I thought I'd help keep you up. Give you that one.
Yeah, I did.
All right. Tomorrow's show is the rumblings. Speaking of a boost, get those questions into us. Robbie, why don't you fire off that tweet, and we will get your questions in. Plenty to talk about this week, and we look forward to answering your questions. Until tomorrow, for Robbie Faulk, I'm Brian Haydad. Thanks for listening to Thunder and Lightning on Super Talk Mississippi.
Mississippi Media Production.